A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Daf Dalid Amud Beis. Nedarim 4b, pagination is 8. We encountered on the previous Daf a comparison between Nedarim and Nezirus, vows, and the specific type of vow that has to do with becoming a Nazir. This was based on the pasuk in Parshas Naso, which described the section of Nazir by comparing it to a neder, and used both words in the same phrase. Ki yafli lindar neder nazir lahazir lashem. And we learned from that there are things that are known halachas by Nazir, which are going to be true by Nedarim. And the Braisa also told us that there are going to be things that are known by Nedarim that are going to be true by Nezirus as well. So that, for example, we did in last session, Nazir Lehazir teaches us the concept of Yados, that even if you didn't articulate all the words of the vow clearly, but if it's clear to us what you meant, that too is considered a vow. It's the yad, it's the handle of the vow, even if you haven't held the actual thing clearly in your hand. And just like that's true by Nazir, it's going to be true by Nedarim, by regular vows as well, that a yad is going to be binding. Likewise, the Braisa continued, just like we know that Hafara works by Nedarim, that a father of a young girl, or husband, in the case of a wife, are able to annul the vow of that woman, so too, if we were dealing not with the general vows, but we were dealing specifically with Nezirus, that the woman had made a vow of Nezirus, that too is something that could be annulled. Our Gemara is going to wonder why you need a specific hekesh, a specific comparison in the Torah, Nedarim to Nazir, which is what the Braisa infers, that it's only because of this grand comparison that we know this halacha of annulment. Why couldn't it just be that Nazir is so similar to Neder that we should understand that Hafara annulment works? Let's see the text of the Gemara. About 10 lines down in the beginning of a line. Amar Mar, we learned before, and this is referring to the Braisa on Gimel Amud Aleph. Uma Nedarim, by vows, Ha'av Mefer Nidre Vito Uba'al Mefer Nidre Ishto, a father and a husband have the power to annul. Af Nezirus, therefore, also by Nezirus, that's the comparison that we're working with. Ha'av Mefer Nezirus, Bito Uba'al Mefer Nezirus Ishto, a man is able to annul the Nazir vow of his daughter or wife. Now, I know some people have to pause here to recognize that a woman can become a Nazir. And just if we never thought about it, I guess it's a chiddush, it's novel. But yes, she could. She's taking a vow to let her hair grow, not to enter a cemetery, come in contact with a dead body, not to eat grape products. Whatever the rules of Nazir are, that's what the woman is binding herself by. And we're being told that Hafara would work by the husband or father. Asks the Gemara, as I explained in the introduction, Lama li hekesha, why do you need a specific comparison, which is how the Braisa on Gimel Amud Aleph presented it, that Nazir and Neder, and the Pasuk says them together, Tesi b'ma motzinu minedarim. Why can't you simply do a basic analogy. Sometimes it's called a binyan av. We find this concept somewhere, or a mahatzad, or a mamatzinu. But essentially what we're saying is, why do you have to have an extra word in the Torah, a comparison, specifically to tell you that neder and nazir work together in the same guidelines? Why wouldn't we simply understand that nazir is a case that can be annulled? Because as far as we can tell, on a simple basic level, a nazir is basically a type of neder. It's a type of vow. And while the Torah refers to them separately, but through our own logic, why can't we simply say that there's precedent in neder that you can do an annulment, and therefore nazir should have the same rule that the father or husband should be able to do that? And the Gemara answers, Dilma gabe nedarim hu de mefer. One could, if it was just logic, one could argue that nedarim vows you can annul mishum delo isle kitsusa, because typically there is no end, there is no limitation to a vow. If a person says a vow that they will not bathe, it's permanent. Unless they go ahead and extend their statement, Shloshim Yom, it should only be binding for 30 days. But the base, the starting point of a vow is, if nothing else was articulated, it's going to be binding forever. I will not go to his father's house. It's binding, period. That's the stoma, that's the simple. There's no limitation. Avagabe Nazirus, but by the vow of Nazirus, de isle kitsusa, there is a limitation. If a person says simply, I want to be a Nazir, and doesn't explain for how long, de stam Nazirus shloshim yom, because a regular Nazirus, if nothing else was articulated, it's going to be for 30 days. Ema lo, I would think that this concept of hafara doesn't apply to Nazir, because the basic, the simple of nazir is not for an extended period. And therefore one would think that the husband and the father only have power to annul things, in which case they're going to be watching the woman of their life, the girl or the wife, in a difficult situation for an extended period of time. But it could very well be that if it's just for 30 days, there's no annulment rights. Let her do what she said she was going to do. Kamash Malon. That's why we need this very special Hekesh to tell us that Nazirus works like Nedarim and allows Hafara, because a simple logic would not necessarily take me to that place. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining.